Do you have any old machines or gadgets in your home that you still use?
I have, let's see, I have a CD player, which I suppose is probably old fashioned now. But I have a lot of CDs that if I don't listen to them with my CD player, then I have to just throw them away, and that just seems like such a waste. So, yeah, I still listen to a lot of music on a CD player. I also have a DVD player, and I do still take out films from the library and watch them on DVD, which rather than watching things on different channels like Netflix or filming or whatever. So yes, yeah, so I still do that. I still have a radio clock alarm rather than using my phone because I don't like sleeping with my phone in the room. So I have, yeah, I have things like that still.
Have you ever taken a long train journey, or would you like to go on one?
Yeah, I took a long train journey across France when I was, I think I was something like 14 years old or something. And we got a sleeper train and went all the way from the north of France to the south of France. And I remember enjoying it. I like travelling by train, and I wouldn't mind travelling by train a lot more. The problem is when you get there, not having a car to be able to go around and do exactly what you want to mean reliant on public transport, which obviously depending on where you go is a problem or not. So if you go somewhere like Switzerland, the public transport system is absolutely excellent. You go somewhere else and you're a bit restricted about what you can do. But yeah, I remember that as being a very nice experience. It was a long, long time ago. And yeah, the sleeper trains were a lot of fun, I remember thinking. It was good.
How has the way you listen to music changed over time?
Yeah, the way I listen to music has probably changed loads. When I was growing up, I had a record player. It was LPs essentially, or cassettes. And that's how we used to listen to music, on the radio as well, obviously. And then we moved on to CDs, threw away all the records. That seems like a big shame now, because I do think the quality is better on a vinyl record than a CD. And now, of course, Spotify and things like that. But I still do listen to my CDs, and I do find it very frustrating that when you're traveling in a car, the new cars, most cars now these days don't have CD players, so you have to listen to everything via Bluetooth, and I find that quite restricting. But yes, sign of the times and a sign of my age as well, I think.
How often do you repair broken things at home instead of replacing them?
Yeah, I do tend to try and repair as many things as possible, I think, within reason, depending on what's broken and how much it costs to replace it. But yeah, I mean, anything that is sort of clothes or materials, so like curtains, things like that, I will repair. I'll sew. So I'll repair things like that. I will, if something breaks, so, for example, a mug, if a handle comes off a mug, I will, and it's a clean break, I will try and glue it back on and things like that. I will wax or varnish a table, sand it down, and re-varnish and wax whatever you need to do, treat it rather than going off and buying a new one and just throwing it away. So, yeah, I think I'm sort of quite good at terms of trying to repair things, not just sort of like throwing something away and buying something new and replacing it. I don't like doing that. It doesn't feel like a good way of, or a responsible way of living. So, yeah, but within reason. There are certain things where, no, I just throw it away and buy something new, especially if it's something relatively cheap to replace or difficult to mend, I suppose. But yeah, I think if you can, it's much better to try and repair. It's quite satisfying as well. It's quite therapeutic, I think.
Do you think new technology always improves our lives?
No, I don't think new technology always improves lives at all. There are things that definitely it does. It definitely reduces time in terms of doing lots of different things. It helps. Sometimes it helps to connect people. Other times it doesn't. It does the complete opposite. With people being more and more obsessed with just looking at their screens rather than actually interacting with the person they have in front of them. And as we know, it's causing a lot of issues now with younger people growing up who have a lot of issues given that because of the fact that they have spent too much time with screens, with their phones. But yeah, I mean, technology in terms of sort of like medical advances can be brilliant, obviously, and lots of different areas. I mean, I think it's an enormous topic, but no, always improving, definitely not.